Chapter 1, Solomon's Spectacular Beginning. In the reign of David and Solomon, Israel had many opportunities to wield a mighty influence in behalf of truth and right. The name of Jehovah was exalted and held in honor. Seekers after truth from the lands of the heathen were not turned away unsatisfied. Conversions took place, and the church of God on earth prospered. Solomon was anointed king in the closing years of his father David. His early life was bright with promise, and it was God's purpose that he should ever approach nearer the similitude of the character of God, and thus inspire his people to fulfill their sacred trust as the depositaries of divine truth. David knew that in order for Solomon to fulfill the trust with which God honored him, the youthful ruler must be not merely a warrior and statesman, but a good man, a teacher of righteousness, an example of fidelity. With earnestness, David entreated Solomon to be noble, to show mercy to his subjects, and in all his dealings with the nations to honor the name of God and to manifest the beauty of holiness. He that ruleth over men must be just, ruling in the fear of God. In his youth, Solomon made David's choice his own, and for many years his life was marked with strict obedience to God's commands. Early in his reign he went to Gibeon, where the tabernacle built in the wilderness still was, and united with his chosen advisors and all the leaders in all Israel, the heads of fathers' houses, in offering sacrifices to God and in consecrating themselves fully to the Lord's service, RSV. Solomon knew that those bearing heavy burdens must seek the source of wisdom for guidance. This led him to encourage his counselors to unite with him in making sure of their acceptance with God.